Page 600, Perikud Aleph, Pasik Chov Dalid. Okay, two weeks ago, we went off and we discussed it all about a mikveh. You know, what makes a kosher mikveh? How does it become kosher? The rainwater and how it gets the rainwater and all that. Well, that was way off what we're learning about. What we're learning about over here is, last thing is, there are 8 bugs or creatures, crawling creepy creatures, that when they're dead, they're tamei. Okay, and like we learned before, any live animal is not tamei. Even a pig is not tamei. If you touch it, you don't become tamei. A dead carcass of an animal, as we're going to learn, is tamei. These bugs, and only these bugs, like he said, the cholet achbar tzav, like he said, the English is questionable what it is. If it's a weasel, a mole, a rat, a toad, a frog, a porcupine, a lizard, you know, all these types of things. When these animals die, then they become tamei. And they make everything tamei. So it says like this, in Pasik Chav Dalid. Ula'ela titamo, to these things you become tamei, you become impure. Kalanigabin of Lassim, whoever touches the carcasses of these bugs, of these rodents, whatever you call them, Yechabiz Begadim needs to wash the garments in the mikveh, v'tamei ad ha'arev. Like we learned last time, that most impurities are for one day. You become tamei, you go to the mikveh, you tamei until the evening, until nightfall, then you're allowed to go back in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're a Kohen, you're allowed to eat truma. You could eat korbanis and all that. So you need two things for these things. You have to go to the mikveh, and tamei ad ha'arev, you need to wait, just wait until nightfall. As soon as nightfall comes, you're automatically pure. Then it says like this, l'chol ha'behema, any animal, ashehi mafreses parsa, any animal that has split hooves, b'shasa eina shesas, but not completely split, the gera nena gera, and those that don't chew, has chewing their cuds, tmeim heim lachem ner tamei, konageba hem nidma. Basically, the Torah over here is wrapping up all the laws of purity and impurity of animals and bugs. Any animal that's treif, that's dead, is tamei. That means if you took a pig and you shechted it, the carcass of the pig is still tamei. If you take a cow and you shecht it, so then the carcass is not tamei. But if you didn't shecht the cow, and the cow just died on its own, then it's in the veil, as it's called, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you touched it, you carried it, or whatever it was, you would become tamei. You would need to go to the mikveh, you would need to wait until the evening. But if it's a treifa animal, and that's what the Torah says, tmeim heim lachem, they're tamei. But again, that's only when it's dead, not when it's live.
So let's say in Beis HaMikdash, they're trying to shift the animal and they make a mistake and doesn't get done right, becomes tamei?
That animal becomes tamei, they have to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen that did it would have to go to the mikveh and wait until the evening to rework in the Beis HaMikdash, correct? Yeah. Because even if you shecht a kosher animal and it's not a proper shechita, it would become tamei. Yeah.
And today, if a shochet
died. Well, today we're all tamei anyway, it doesn't matter. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if a rat is one of the Shmona Shrotzim, or a mouse, if you had a dead rat in your house and you took it out, you carried it out, and you became tamei, you'd have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to go to the mikveh, wait until evening before you're allowed to eat korbanis or go into the Beis HaMikdash. Today, the whole thing doesn't apply. The only din of impurity today that applies, besides nida and such things, is a kohen coming in contact with a dead human body. A kohen can touch the dead carcass of an animal. A kohen can touch the dead bugs that make tumma. A kohen is not forbidden. A kohen is forbidden to become tamei to a dead body. And that applies today also. Even if he's tamei already. In other words, let's say a Kohen's father passes away, so he's allowed to become Tamei for his father, right? So you can't say, okay, now I'm Tamei anyway, so therefore I can go to funerals, I can touch dead bodies. No, every time you do it, it's a separate Aveda. But that's the only practical law of impurity today, besides a woman in Nida, and that's it. All these dinim don't apply today. Even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, by the way, we'll soon see Chazal say that it wasn't forbidden to become Tamei. The Torah is not saying that a Jew can, even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that you can't touch dead animals. The Torah just says, if you do, you're Tamei, you need to go to the mikveh, you need to wait until the evening, and then you could go back in the Beis Hamikdash. But as far as davening, you have to daven, and learning, you could learn, and mitzvahs, you have to do. It's only as far as the Beis Hamikdash and Kobanas, that's it. Okay, v'chol helech al kap of anything that goes on its stomach, meaning all the creepy things, like dogs, bears, cats, and all that. V'chol achaya lech saraba, any animal that goes on all four. Tameim heim lochem are tummy, again, only if they're dead. Kol anigeh ben evlosim, whoever touches their carcass, yitmar o erev, is tummy until the evening. So if you touch it, only you are tummy. But ha neisis nivlasam, but if you carry the dead body, the dead carcass of an animal, then it's worse. And this din again was brought down before in the Chumash. What? All right. Well, it's the same din. Ha neisim nivlasam in chafei and chavches, the same din. Whoever carries the carcass of an animal, Yechabiz Begadav has to wash their clothing and their tummy until the evening. So the Gemara says like this. Touching a dead carcass only makes you tummy. If you carry it, even if you don't touch it, your tummy and your clothing are tummy. So carrying a dead animal is worse than touching a dead animal. You touch a dead animal, only your tummy. Your clothing are not tummy. If you carry a dead body, even if you don't touch it, you become tummy and your clothing have to go to the mikveh. Like we learned in the olden times, people that wore garments when they were tummy many times had to take their garments and put them into the mikveh, kosher mikveh, like you do for dishes. They have to table the garments, they had to wait until the evening, and then the garments weren't tummy anymore. It's strange dinam, but that's the way it was. Completely illogical, it doesn't make sense. As we're very soon, we're going to get into the utensils and all that, which are even wackier.
And things that they will touch, or people that they will touch, this tummy guy, is this avotatruma?
Well, before we got into the mikveh 2 weeks ago.
I was not there.
No, we say before we discussed how you make a mikveh with the rainwater and how it works and everything. We discussed it. I'm going to mention now because we're going to need it anyway in three psukim. They're different, and these are all learned out from these psukim, by the way. There is the worst tuma is avi avesa tuma. It's called literally the grandfather tummy. The grandfather tummy is one type of a tuma, a dead body. A dead body is what's called avi avesa tuma. That is the ultimate level of impurity.
Human body
is avi avesa tuma. Somebody who touches the dead body is called av hatuma. That's grandfather tuma. You touch it, you become a father tuma, av hatuma. If you touch that, you become a rishon first. If you touch that, you become second. Okay? That's how far it goes by regular tuma. Okay? Now, it's going to sound weird, it's going to sound strange, it's going to sound a little confusing, but it's not. Once you figure it out, it's very, very simple how these tumas work. A person who is bodily tume, like a woman nida, a man azov, or the various tumas that came from the body, they have a din of av hatuma. Okay, av hatuma. Ava Tumah,